The Ramban in his Akdamas Sefer Mitzvah says, "Vein b'Sefer Zeh Mitzvah Tanagah Tzedayus." Generally speaking, the pattern in Sefer Mitzvah is you don't find Mitzvah Tanagah Tzedayus. You don't find permanent Mitzvah. Once had the Ha'ara from Moshe Shapira, he said about this: why is it that we find Mitzvah Tzitzis in the middle of Sefer Mitzvah? The Ramban says, Ain b'seifah zeh mitzvah tanagah tzedayus. He said, Nistoma, the pshat is, why ain b'seifah zeh mitzvah tanagah tzedayus? Because it's a sefer zmani. It's a sefer which is about the interim period, that amazing utopia that there was when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. It's describing that matzav, and it's not talking about mitzvahs which are permanent. Why the mitzvah sits it in sefer zmanitza? So he said, and I think the answer is, the Parshat Tzitzis comes right at the end of Parshat Shlach Lecha. Now, what's the ikar theme of Parshat Shlach Lecha? The Meraglim. What's the lesson we learn from the Meraglim? That sometimes a person can send ahead Meraglim who will scout the way for him, who are supposed to show him what's to show him the way, and yet they take him astray. Said the Parshat Tzitzis, after you've learned the lessons of Meraglim, you'll appreciate why I'm giving you the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Because Rashi says, isn't this interesting? This lesson of is the same as the lesson at the beginning of the Tzitzis, it's Canaan. And Rashi says, what's Veloys of Suru? Dr. Rashi, Halei v'hainayim heim Meraglim lagos. It's not only the Jewish people, it's not only Klal Yisrael in the Midbar who had Meraglim, but every individual has his own Meraglim. The Lev and the Einayim, the heart and the eyes are your Meraglim. Because Mesasim Loyes Ha'averus, they search out Ha'averus and they tell a person, that looks appealing, that looks attractive, you'll feel good if you do this, do that. There's Meraglim, Ha'ayin Roya, the eye sees, Ha'alev Choymed. And then, Ha'aguf Oises Ha'averus, that's Meraglim. Zog V'Torah, I'll give you a mitzvah of Tzitzis, the Loyes of Terachim of Alchem. Leman tizkru v'asitem as kol mitzvah yisar v'yitem station elokeichem. This mitzvah tzitzis is to keep us on track. A person through life is going on a journey. Throughout this time of year, the way it comes out, al pila hashkocha, Pesach to Shavuot, everyone knows the journey. And Tzitzis Oim keeps us on that journey. But what's not so often thought about is that actually it's a journey which goes right through to Sukkot. Pesach, Shavuot and Sukkot. And there's a ganze talek with a leib whittling. The Mashkiach of the Kibbutz Shedalad in the Yeshiva Tiferes Yaakov in Gateshead, he is well known to many people here. He's given in one year a whole series. He mentioned this over and over and over again. He wants people to be aware that the whole year the Klal Yisrael on a Kaseidah Bika Steigen, he calls it Kaseidah Bika Kaseidah Aliyah, which comes from the fact that from over half the year we're in the stage of Pesach, Shavuot and Sukkot. Pesach takes you out in the tribe, Shavuot takes you to Kabbalah HaTorah, but beyond that you've got to get to a month of Simcha in Kabbalah HaTorah. Simcha Mitzvah, Simcha in Torah, which is much more than the Madrega of just appreciating that standing at the foot of Har Sinai and Kofalem HaKigigis, and I have to accept this. The Dag of Sukkot is much higher, but one can only attain that if after Shavuot, right through to Sukkot, one remembers stuff in summer Ben Azman, in summer holidays, the whole time we have to remember that we're on the journey right through, and the mitzvah tzitzis which we find in this sedra can help us get there. I'd like to talk about two sugyas rather than try to market the huge inyan of Hilchos Tzitzis. I want to talk about two sugyas which are not so well understood in Hilchos Tzitzis. I want to show you a lot of the geschmack there is in it, a lot of the lomdus that exist in these two sugyas, but I also want to take out a few nekudas la'alot, each one can see in yonah, you can take out what's negea. What's the guy to him? A better Havonin in the Inyan, he is better equipped to make his decisions and how much he'll be Mahadah in a certain mitzvah. Two main sugyas. One sugya is the Zman of the mitzvah. When is there a mitzvah? And the second sugya is what the Shir of Halakhah is. So let's take that. Let's take the two sugyas one at a time. It's very well known that the Pashtus there's no absolute obligation to wear tzitzit. The Mechaba says in Shulchan Aruch, in Simcha Talad, Im Ein Adam Levish Talis Basar Bakanslis. Technically speaking, if you're not wearing a beged amchiv tzitzit, if you're not wearing a garment with four corners, as many of us usually do not, Ein Echayiv b'tzitzit, there's no chiv to wear tzitzit, because the chiv is not to put on tzitzit. As the Gemara calls it, the chiyuv is if you're wearing a beged arba kamtzis, you have to wear tzitzit. However, says the Mechaba, the toiv v'nocha in liyos kol adam zohir lil bo yitalis cotton chalayim. It's good and it's correct for a person to wear talis cotton all day long. Now, why is that? It's not a chiyuv. Why should it be toiv v'nocha to wear it? There it is, the question of attitude. The Vilna Gaon cried before his patira, the story goes. He held his tzitzit in his hand and he cried, Yofa sha'achas, tshuva ma'isim toivim, bo'olam hazeh, yoytzi mikol chayei olam haba. In this world, for a few pennies, one can buy a tzitzit, which is every moment one's doing a mitzvah, and schoroi ein kei, there's no limit to the schar, and he was misbar from that. It gave him he was very misradish from that. How can one not take the opportunity of being a mekayim mitzvah, of gaining so much, not only the schar mitzvah, but the skulat mitzvah, in which the Torah says tzitzit is as a special skulat, as say from chet, the same story in the Gemara in Menachos, the person was nearly nechshel with a very important bekazoyin, and at the last minute the Gemara says that the tzitzit came and slapped him in the face. Some of us didn't say he literally wasn't, perhaps he could learn it with an ace, but some of us learn it means metaphorically, if you like. The Indian came, he saw the tzitzit, and he took the message, that came and slapped him in the face, and she couldn't believe it. She said, what did you see wrong with me? He said, I didn't see anything wrong with you, but I can't do such a thing. And he left, and she was so misbarred from that she followed him, and in the end she was Miskaya and she married him, and the Amora is mentioned there in the Gemara, says that Matsoy should see Aloy the Issa, everything she's, all the preparations, all the Akonim she'd made for him to do an Issa, now she was able to do the Hesem. The story had a happy ending. So that's the Hashivas we should give to the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Levad Mizah, the Moshe Feinstein has a Tshuvan, Achayim Tzeg Dalet, Tzim and Dalet, where he says that it could be nowadays when the minhag of all Shomrei Torah is to wear Talis Kotten Kol Hayom, it's become a minhag amachayiv, because the person has to do it. If a kehillah takes on a certain minhag, that's machayiv everyone within that kehillah. And actually, Alok and Yerodeh is the ratio dalit. It's machayiv not only him, but it's machayiv all his children and all his descendants. There's the famous Gemara about Idna Derischa, the Idna Derischa, the person is Nernash, and Shuta Afeid, Malocha Amar Leif, Malocha Leif Katina. There's an oinesh for not doing mitzvah a save in the risk of time midas a day. It could be that doesn't apply, because Tosfos says that only applies if a person has patsdiki, certain chosmas, to avoid doing mitzvah a save. But certainly the tov v'nochon applies, and certainly the minhag may well apply. Now, is there a mitzvah to wear talis kotten by night? A lot of people will say no, isn't? Or is there moistay chazal darshan the mitzvah then b'sman ra'iyah? What some people are not aware of is there's actually Machlokes Shoinim, which is Machaber quotes in Simon Yudches. He says, Laila loves man tzitzis, or the image may or isam oisit. Basically, Laila loves man mitzvah. Laila loves man tzitzis. And that's correct, because the haraya, noshim and ovachim for tzitzis, because it's considered a mitzvah zafesha as man groma. That definitely remains. However, according to Rambam, it's kishutoy. Whatever you wear in the day is chayiv, whatever you might be wearing that night is potter. So you're chayiv in the day and potter at night. It's simple as that. Kishutoy. However, the Rosh learns, no. Ksusam yuchad lalayla, potter afilu leif shayiv ayoyim. He says it's totally on the ksus. If the ksusam yuchad lalayla, then it's potter even if you're wearing it in the day. The person would have some sort of nightshirt with four corners, and it's mechuyav b'tzitzis, and he wears it primarily at night. One day he decides to wear it in the day, or indeed, as is mentioned, legabe the halacha of sadinim, a bit later in the siman, a person very often will wear it every day because most people do not get up at the crack of dawn. Nevertheless, since be'ikar eksus laila, according to Rosh, it's potter b'tzitzis, potter mitzitzis afilu bayoyim. On the other hand, the ksus yoyim, says the Rosh, it's chayav afilu b'laila. which means that if a person wears a day garment, our talisqotim is a bit ikka for us to walk around in the day. According to Rosh, if I'm wearing my talisqotim at night, I'm mechuyav to wear tzitzis on it. That's the first nekuda, the Rosh. But there's a second nekuda. The second nekuda is the Arizal. The Magen Avraham and Simcha Palas brings from the Arizal that a person ought al pisoid, but the Arizal, a person should lishkaf the talis cotton, should even sleep with the talis cotton. And he brings a raya. He says, and this is very geschmack, you can be mafalkal a lot in this raya. He says, David HaMelech, Chazal say, was in the Beit HaMelech one day, suddenly, chab techalit sadas, he realized he was orim in a mitzvah, he didn't have any mitzvahs. Past this, that means he wasn't in Mekayim any mitzvahs at that moment. Until he realized that a yid always has his bris milah with him, and that gave him a chizuk. Then nochodat, then he was happy with that. So like the Arizal, why was he only upset when he was in the Beit HaMelech? Why wasn't he upset every night when he slept in his bed? He wasn't doing any mitzvahs then either. So the Arizal, from there is a ride, and he must have been wearing tzitzis at night. So otherwise, which mitzvah was he doing? Zod gemar navrom in kabbal in the kaveh. That's what the Arizal says. We'll be makabel what the Arizal says. Is that a very great dragon? Chassal in the chayim brings from the Beis Shimshon. The lashon elo tishmol. We're very very mischashi with what the Arizal said. That's what I'm saying. The Arizal. I was going to mention that the Arizal must have held like the Rosh. But before we get there. The Arizal bring a ride that David HaMelech must have worn. He must have worn his talis cotton, his daytime talis cotton at night, the Arizal's probably saying. According to Rosh. That's what I'm saying. According to Rosh, so it's Yoim is Chayav Afilu Balayla. Zod Gemar Navrom. Was the Arizal saying that he must have been wearing his talis cotton at night? Otherwise, he wouldn't have been doing a mitzvah. At night, when he was sleeping in his bed, even if he wasn't wearing his talis cotton, he has a mezuzah on his door. So why isn't that good enough? Why isn't that a good enough mitzvah? On behalf of the Arizal, one could perhaps answer that the time is from the mezuzah, said it's Ishmael Mokim Iyam. The raya from the mezuzah is not necessarily one. Ken Zangman could say different. There are two debates on this point. Every one of us is outside our house at the moment. Now, are we still mechuyav for mezuzah? Well, just mezuzah. The moment I walk out my house, I couldn't still take off all my mezuzahs and put them back on when I walk back in. The pashtut, if you walk out of your house during the day and you're coming back that night, you've not been oked derofed from your house, the pashtut, you're still a dayor, you're still a resident in that house, and the chiv remains. Which means that even when he was in Beit HaMelech, he must have been doing this with mezuzah. What's the Chal Darizal saying? Elamai Darizal is saying that he was worried he was orim min ha-mitzvah. He wants not only to be technically being mekayim ha-mitzvah at that time, he wanted it to be that he is, his guf is connected to a mitzvah. And for that, mezuzah wasn't good enough. Therefore, that's the Arizal, that's the raya that he was wearing, that he was wearing tzitzis at night. Sorry? Exactly. David HaMelech didn't realize about the bris l'chatchila. At night, he wasn't worried because he was wearing tzitzis. In the Beit HaMelech, he was concerned because he wasn't wearing tzitzis. Then he has a bris mila. That's what the Arizal is saying. The pashtut.
There's still going to be a difference between the Beit HaMelech, that's where he's outside his house. And the fact that he's sleeping in a room where he's got the mezuzah on the room.
That's what
Magna Vrom
that's talking about. Ah, can I saying that's how Magna Vrom is? Even if he's in the Mekayim HaMitzvah when he's in the Beit HaMelech, the Beit HaMelech is far from his house. The Beit HaMelech is somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah. So although he's
Mekayim
HaMitzvah in his house, he's not directly connected to it.
Yeah.
It's still better
yeah.
to be a
total. Okay. Masha ha Cheshuk Azman Oishuk Masha ha Odom Cheshuk Azman Oishuk. The Kveiga says the Nisom Darizal must have had like the Rosh, because in Achanami Darizal may be talking about an Indian as being Lovush Bechetzish or Mitzvah, but for it's not a Mitzvah Bechlau, there wouldn't be any Segul in it, there wouldn't be anything achieved by wearing the Talis Tatum. So L'cha'ira must have been that the Arida must have held like the Rosh. The Vavni there, the Bira Gro, is noted towards that the Rosh. He brings a riot from the Mechaba. The Mechaba, if you want to see at the end of Simon Yotes, talks about the person made a talis of Seref Tachrichim, and he wears them a little bit in his lifetime, he's potter. So the Gaon says, here you see, at the end of Simon Yotes, says the Gaon, you see from the Mechaba that you go back to the Kusot, and that's the Shitta of the Rosh. which means that the halacha is noted towards the Rosh, that on our talis kotnos, which are ksus yoyim, when machines are filled by laila, which leads us with the question, is toiv v'nochem to wear a talis kotnos by day, and that's what we do, we wear a talis kotnos the whole time by day, that same toiv v'nochem should apply at night, because the ikadin is pashut, okay, there is a satelan like the Rambam, but the halacha is noted kedar torosh, it's kimat the same minyan by night as by day. Seems to be the prevalent minig not to wear tzitzis, let's say when the person's sleeping, and I think there's a limud zchus that one can see for that. I think that's not mufruch such an hager. Even though the Mishnah Berurah might have brought from there, we've done that it's good to sleep in talis kotnos. It's certainly good an hager. There is a limud zchus for those who don't. I would say there are a few nekudas here. First of all, at the end of Simchat Chatalos, among Avram is going on, as the Ramah says. Sorry, the Mechaber says, "Motzli coming for tzitzis the Beis Hakistei." It's not a bezoyin for little tzitzis to go into the Beis Hakistei with tzitzis. Says the Ramah, "Because you came lishka for him, the shari. Kavachem, you can lie down, you can go to sleep in your tzitzis. However, yesh akot v'shanad v'shalay lishka v'talit sheish b'tzitzis." Some learn that you shouldn't sleep with a bag of the tzitzis; that it's considered a bezoyin. A person's lying on it, what might happen, or they might become tangled and so on, or touch parts of the goof. However, achnayakim lahaki lishkabayim, the minig is to be maker to lie down with a talis kotnos, as they said those are more. But there is a shitta, the halacha is not like that, but there is a shitta which holds it to be zayin to sleep with a talis kotnos. And that means if we try to weigh up on the scales, you know, the perikotnos and shilta shorim, you know, the concept of mishkala chasidus, of Rabbi Reisman always puts in that palm. Anything which is not mekadim, Talmud used to say, mem tarais the mishkal, take out the scale and weigh up what's the correct thing for you to do in a fire. You're in somewhere where tefillah is not appreciated so much, and you normally shokel a lot in your davening, and people might laugh at you, might call the little bit mechil Hashem. Weigh up, which is a greater mile, you have to cover in tefillah or the mechil Hashem it might make. And the concept of mishkal hafasidah. So let's weigh up. Should we wear talis kotnos when we're sleeping, should we not? On the one side, we've got the shtickle teva nochem. However, lemaisa they're the shitta of the Rambam, and lemaisa there is a shitta which holds it to be zayim. So if a person feels any discomfort when he's lying down in tzitzis, I think it's fully justified for a person not to wear a talis kotnos in bed. There's a chiddush from Moshe Sternbuch in Tzuras Vanhodes Chelik Aleph Simon Yotes. He asked the Kashi, he said, according to Rosh, he said that Ksus Yerim is Mokhrim Afil Balayla. Why is it the Chazal of Soysim, the Gavra, the Amir of Pashas, Vayoyma, might we say Vayoyma at night? But Chazal do say that the Zman of Tzitzis is not by night. And that's Soysim, it's not by night. I, according to Rosh, it is by night. This is the right Ksus. You're Mokhrim by night as well. Says the Moshe Sternbuch, even according to Rosh, the Ikagar of the Mitzvah is daytime. The ikkaz man of the mitzvah is by day. The night is, you've got a ksus which is meyuchad for daytime, wearing it even at night, yes, you can't take off the tzitzis, you've got to keep wearing it. But the ikkaz mitzvah is by day. And therefore we suggest that according to Rosh, there wouldn't be an idna derifcha, there wouldn't be an oynash, afilu b'idna derifcha, if a person wasn't wearing a ksus yoyim balayla, because the ikkaz man is by day. Which means that even according to Rosh, the ikkaz mitzvah is by day, and that could also, to some extent, offset the tzitzis and nochem. The mice of the minik seems to be a pshara. I don't think generally the death of Hamish Yidin, the death of Shemi Terah Mitzvah, I don't think is to remove the talis kotnos immediately by Naslamot. In the winter, you could be up for another 8 hours, 8 or 9 hours after Nas. And we don't take off our talis kotnos. With all this Torah, the Indian is very movement. The mice of the Rosh Hashanah is to film the Mukhim Balayla. So even if we're making, we won't sleep in a talis kotnos, the Cheshbon works slightly differently, Lagaba wearing a talis kotnos when you're wearing your daytime clothes, even though Lamaisa it's night, and therefore that's a pshara that we have, that we are more makbid, Kedvan isn't even a mimic, I'm a chayiv. We're makbid to wear generally our talis kotnos, so long as we're dressed and we're keeping our daytime schedule. By night, when a person goes to sleep, if a person can weigh up according to his circumstances whether it's best for him to wear talis kotnos or not. Even if a person decides he's not going to wear a talis kotnos at night, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ches brings an amazing thing from the Torah. He says the Torah recommends the anhag in the morning should be wash the tilas yadayim, And then miyad achar netilas yadayim, which is where tzitzis, the loshen is. You start to tzitzis miyad achar netilas yadayim. Why today? Shelo yele yisal adamas leit tzitzis. Not to walk farmers without tzitzis. Which I found surprising because the pashta says that you're wearing a talis kof, you're yotzei mitzvah of tzitzis, because at this moment you're wearing a tzitzis. You don't have to be walking to doing a mitzvah. So what you've got to do is whether you walk. It seems in the Mishnah Berurah that it would be better to be lying still. If I'm not going to be putting my telescope on for the next half a minute, it's better that in this half a minute I should be lying down than I should be running around more than 4 hours. Why? According to what we said at the beginning, the idea of Leito Turache Levavchem is like, Torah doesn't explain, but it's moving. There's a very geshmaka message here. Because the Ikad Sola, the Ikad Skula of telescope is when you're walking, when you're going, in the halicha of your life, you should be having the skull of the talis kofim. Don't go even for Amos without your talis kofim. Because the person could have the most talis kofim by his bed. He needs to get up in the middle of the night. I don't think there'd be anything wrong with putting on his talis kofim, being must, but not to go for Amos without talis kofim. That could be a pshara between sleeping with the talis kofim and not sleeping with the talis kofim. Anyway, we must fear the Indian, it is Purush Azul Gemari. The second sugya, the share of the talis kofim, is also a very interesting sugya, a very difficult sugya. The Gemara said that Menachas Mem on the base towards the bottom of the page going on to Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. The share of a talis kotten of the Gemara is talis that kotten is scattered by roishav rubai va'agod el yoitze by derech arai chayevas petzitzis. Two conditions. It's got to be something which, if you put it on a child, the Rambam said the loshen, a child who is mishalech levadoi bashuk ve'ena tzorech achel shomer, which may be approximately a 9-year-old. If a talis kotten can cover roshei v'ruboi, then it's chayav betzitzis. But there's a second tonight that a god would not be mispayish to go out derech arai, to go out into the shuk with such a talis kotten. So Alok immediately points out it's difficult to understand what this means, because in our Medina and in many Medinas in Jewish history, people are misbiased to go out with a talis kofim on top of their clothing. We only feel we can hold our heads up high amongst the goyim because we've got it basically tucked up under our shirt. It'd be a bit embarrassing outside. The Berlacher says, he says it to Kavod, he says that the nekuda here is a sheer beged. The sheer to give it a sem beged. So Chazal are trying to define, it doesn't have to be that the talis kofim itself would be prepared to wear in public. It has to be that it's the right size that another beggar, not another, you're embarrassed because of the nature of the beggar and because it's normally worn under the clothes because it's funny strings, no point in funny strings at the end, so we're a bit misbiased. But it's got to be a garment which in terms of our concept of a beggar is big enough. It could be, by the way, I hope we'll talk a little later about the mechshel that the possum has been speaking about for hundreds of years. Some people wear very small talis cotton, so we'll speak about the shir. But this Tanai alone in our Medina could mitigate against wearing a talis kofim, which doesn't go basically down more or less where a shirt would go, because we in England would regard a beged which finishes halfway down one's torso as a peculiar garment. To be a proper beged, there has to be something which goes properly down the front and down the back, covers the person properly. As I say, the shape is a little different, the style is different, but basically it has the size to have the chashivus beged. The Rambam doesn't bring the second tonight. The Machaba brings down the Losna Rambam. The Ramah brings down the second tonight. But the Maitre of the Mishnah Berurah lands is no Machlaikas. That's the practice of the Sugya. And therefore we need these two tonight. Halakha Lamaitre. This Inyan, to know the share of tzitzis, is important not only for the Halakha of tzitzis, the Tova not to wear tzitzis, but also for the Halakha of Shabbos. Because the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Yud Gimel is that just like we find in Shulchan Aruch that if a beged has tzitzis improperly on it, potel of tzitzis, then when you're wearing it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos, it's a masui and it's a malach of hitzah on Shabbos. By the same token, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that to wear a talis kofim which is too small is a hitzah of Shabbos. And on that nekuda, the Chazanish disagrees. The Chazanish says this person is wearing a talis kofim because he wants to feel he's wearing tzitzis, or maybe he doesn't know the halacha. And therefore, it's mitaksifei beggar. He's not intending to take them off. It's something which really belongs on the beggar. It's not hitzal, but there's machlekes. Could be, by the way, this machlekes, the famous Chatham Sefer, which could be following on this. The famous question, the Omer kept the whole Torah, because it was in Yuma. So, So they ask, if you learn, this is Selfet Adin, but if you learn that the Ozus, because of Kodim Matan Torah, had a din of Bnei Noya, how are they entitled to keep Shabbos? Because the din is Goshe Shabbos Chayev Misa. So again, you could say that Pshut, it wasn't a Chiddush Tov for them, now Posh the Terutzim. But the Chazon Sefer is the same as Chav. The Chazon Sefer says, I think they wore tzitzit and they went out into the Shukr Adin. So, according to the Bnei Noya, they weren't doing a mitzvah, and therefore it was a masui, and therefore they were doing legabed of Bnei Noya, they were doing a melacha. The legabed in Yisrael, and he says it's not a melacha, because they're wearing tzitzit, and therefore they had a pshara that the Fidine Klaiso, they were keeping Shabbat, Kimra, all the Salatera Kula, but nevertheless they weren't over the halot of Goshe Shabbat, Chaimit, the Chapa, the Chasm Sefer. And I'm saying, could well be following this machlekes between the Mishabur and the Chazanish, because according to the Chazanish, they certainly wanted to be wearing tzitzit, this Mishabur and the Chazanish didn't want to be. And I'll say that's a man of Muskan. The Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Tzayin says the Achreinim measured the Kamuvan. It's very hard to know what is the ratio of a rubri. I've not found clear guidelines. What exactly is the size of the cotton? Do you start on his head? Do you not start on his head? Where exactly is rubri? Do you include his legs? Do you not include his legs? Very hard for us to work out. But fortunately, the Achreinim have given us Shiurim, which has become Niskabelin, Klalisa, Lotla Maisa. The Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Tzayin says Achreinim measured the length of the ratio of a rubri and they concluded that it's 1.5 amos. According to the smaller shear, this would make a length of 72 centimetres. 72 centimetres means 36 centimetres down each side. And the Mishnah Berurah holds the neck of Beit HaTzavah in Olam HaMinyan. Of course, our kind of cotton, they're not just a four-cornered shawl. They've got a hole in the middle. The Mishnah Berurah holds that hole can't count, and therefore it would mean Halach L'maaseh, you ignore the hole, and you need 36 centimetres of material down on each side. For an Ikar Din, Ikatalis cotton, which the Mishnah Berurah would be happy for you to make a broch on. He doesn't mention what the Reicham is, the Chazanish said that would be an Amor. So an Amor would be Zechagut, so that would be, according to the smaller shear, 48 centimetres. Now Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish both agree that Minagan Shemaita is to have an Amor by an Amor, both at the front and at the back. Which is why we end up with the Chazanish Shir Amor is about 60 centimetres. So the so-called Chazanish Tzitzit, I believe, we'll have a little bit more just to make sure it doesn't get smaller in the wash and so on. It will be 120 centimetres by 60 centimetres. Now if you make a cheshbon, you'll realise that if you ignore the neck of Beit HaTzavah, as per the Shit of the Mishnah Berurah, you will have a huge talis cotton. And however, that's not such a problem, because the Chazanish uses Hilchas Mechitzas in Erevin. Fascinating Indian, this is the time. But the Mishnah, the Chazanish holds, if you have Omid Murubal Aporot, if in the centre part where the neck goes through you have more material, then open, you can count that as well. And certainly if you have a slit, as many of them do. I think I've heard the Chazanish held that even the Mishnah Berurah would hold that it's good if you have a slit, because then if you lay out the material, there's no gap at all. Which is why Lamaisa, I believe the Chazanish tells cotton about 120 by 60. So that's the basic talis cotton and the mahurah of the talis cotton. On a practical level, the early poskim already noticed that the hamoin am tends to wear small talis cotton. It's important for people to be aware of what the right size talis cotton is. Of Moshe Feinstein, there is, however, a limud zchus for people who wear even a small talis cotton. Though what I said is what we take on the dina. The Orach HaShulchan holds, he says, I don't know if Akira is the Lama, I don't know why anyone, if he brings a rabbi in Mukiyosus and the Ritzva, in Simon Ches, he said, if you're not using this talis cotton to it, if you're wearing it under the clothes, he says, there's no share. The Orach HaShulchan holds, there's no share on talis cotton. Moshe Feinstein holds, Kedarke Bakodesh, Naya Chiddush, he said, what's the chat in this talis cotton? He says, even the early posting brings it back to Moshe, complained about it, even they never meant to say that it's the block of our solid to wear such a talis cotton. He said, in Achanami, it's smaller than the shear, but he said, because people wanted to wear a Zeifel Talis cotton, they couldn't wear something big enough under their clothes, so therefore there arose a minig to wear something smaller, and they ain't a Talis cotton. Once a minig is taken on by Klal Yisrael, as we mentioned before, sort of a little tosser here, it's Machayiv, even to the extent that you can make a brach on it. As we know, there's a brach, the Moshel on Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Just very, very briefly, a smaller Talis cotton for a child. It's well known, the minhag, children under bar mitzvah, to wear a talis cotton, which is even smaller than the smallest shoe we've mentioned here. Lemaisa, that's an acceptable minhag, that's the minhag of talis, so that's the right thing to do until bar mitzvah. And some of the things we've said explain why that's justified. The Orcha Shulchan is one sniff, Talis Kotzim under the club is no shir, but Moshe Feinstein finishes it another sniff, where Moshe himself says that the Machlek Vishonim in Dinei Chinuch, the Moshe, can you give a child an Arva Milim which is borrowed? It could be that as long as they're doing enough, the Machanachim to get him used to doing the mitzvah, it doesn't matter if every detail isn't right. And Rav Moshe holds according to that, since this would be good as well. If you've got a few tzurukim, that's why Minhag Yisrael is to wear small talis kotzim a child until bar mitzvah. At bar mitzvah, a child should wear talis kotzim kasher. And one father told me that, Baruch Hashem, the children are, the peer pressure amongst children makes them do this sort of thing rather than other things. He said generally they want to wear chazanish shirt, and the smaller boys end up with the talis kotzim which goes down to there, and they bunch it up three times, hold it up three times at the shoulders, bunch it up a bit inside, and shalom aleichem, and everyone is going to the mitzvah. May the mitzvah tzitzit be a zchus for all of us, and to bring us to Gula Shleim. 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 Shleim.